I am Tochi, and co-hosting with me is Mimi.
Mimi! Hello, guys. Hope you're all good. Hope you're all safe in this precarious times we're in.
Yeah, so you guys just stay safe, stay safe. And you're all welcome to Juicy Lucy. If you are listening for the first time, please listen to this podcast.
Yes, guys, please listen to the previous podcast. Share your comments, your observations, your suggestions. Those of you that have been suggesting and giving us comments and telling us how we're doing, we're grateful, you guys. You're the best. You are the MVPs. We are blowing you kisses from here. Those of you who have been sharing our podcast, gosh, I'm so grateful.
Thank you. So encouraging. You guys are so awesome.
Yeah, encouraging us. Like, you guys are telling us at least you're doing one or two things right. So yeah, we're really grateful for
you. So grateful. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mimi, we need to introduce our topic. What is our topic today? What is our topic?
Guys. Today, on the radio, Radio Juicy Lucy, we are talking about compromise in relationships.
Yes, compromise. This thing is a serious topic, guys. Very serious.
Somebody will be laughing, but don't laugh at me. You all have your own. All of you, you have your own in your body.
Okay. Compromise. I feel we should start from the definition of compromise, especially when it has to do with relationships. I feel it's when the two sides, as the male and the female, they give up demands to meet somewhere in the middle, you know? Meeting in the middle. I feel like it's meeting in the middle, basically. That's a compromise. Yeah. So Mimi, what do you think about that?
I agree with you. Compromise is concessions, taking those little things. Okay, things that on a normal day when you're on your own, you would not do. But because your partner is into them, you have to try to show your support or do those two things you know he would appreciate, even though it's probably out of your comfort zone.
Zone, yes, exactly.
Guys, I'm the queen. I'm proud queen of comfort zones.
Yes.
My friends know I can be a snake. Like. Oh, Lord.
Your way.
Yes. I can set my way. I'm really, really stubborn. When I want something done, I want it done my way.
Yeah.
I don't want it done my way. But really, relationships, you have to consider that you're not just the only one anymore.
Yeah, it's two of you.
I need to digress a little bit. So recently, I got a dog.
Yeah.
I was feeling like, okay, you know, my name is new. I thought she's always calling him to care. Nobody called my dog to care, please, I beg.
Okay, so,
taking care of the dog means cleaning pee, cleaning poo, taking him on walks, training him.
Yes.
I really thought fun and play until it came. I realized that I have to start doing things. And when he first came, I had help from two different people.
Yeah.
And recently I became alone on my own, and I've really now started to understand what it means to have someone. Even though he's a dog, but really, a lot of dedication,
support, with everything.
So, I would not wake up by 5 for any reason, you know.
Yeah,
you know, when I give birth, but I've not given birth to any kids, and now I have a dog. I have to wake up by 5 to let him out, to pee, to give water, crazy. To take him for like, it's crazy.
Yeah, so, it's like
compromise is. I don't care how you guys want to look at it, though. Me and my dog have a relationship. He's my dog.
It's a relationship now.
So I know
because are completely different. Like, both of them are not.
You have to get to know him and, you know,
yeah, people were brought up differently, different homes, you know, yeah. So you have different ways of doing things. And when you're together, when you find each other together, sometimes
you have to come together and bring your ideas together and then now find a way forward from there.
Yes, from there. You can't always just have your way. That's selfish. Yeah. It can end relationship when it's always your way or no or the highway. That's selfish.
Let's take a step back there.
Yeah.
As much as you want it to always be your way, you shouldn't always also be the other person's way.
Exactly. So
there has to be both of you come and meet up and then now move forward from there.
From there, yeah.
So
meeting each other.
That is what togetherness in relationship really, really is.
Yeah. And then,
believe me, guys, as we're talking to you, we're talking to ourselves too.
Yes.
Guys, really, like, whatever we're saying here to you guys, we're actually saying it to ourselves, trying to be better people.
Yes, yeah.
So that
it's not easy. We're not perfect.
We don't end up losing on great things just because we could not
compromise just a little bit. Okay, now let's even go to the issue of wedding, big wedding, small wedding, this one, that one. The husband only can afford the other can afford to pay for a hall that will sit like maybe 500 people. The wife says she wants 1,000 people, she wants a huge wedding, she wants everything. You understand?
You
don't have to reach a compromise though, because wanna soak Gary? No. No one wants to soak Gary and cannot for the rest of their lives. Come on. So you don't have to be.
Did you read that story?
One. Oh, the one about the guy who wants to marry, she's insisting on a big wedding and he can't afford it right now because he doesn't have a job.
He's going to school and his pocket money can't take it. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to finish school this year. Let's just do an introduction and a court wedding. And then next year we can have the child and the big wedding. And then sit by our house next year. I think that is being adamant.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I don't understand it. Like, I know that some women want... I mean, guys, I know it's like we are going off topic, but we're really not, okay? I know that women want huge weddings.
That's what we're talking.
Yeah, you want really huge weddings because it's what you dreamed of. People say the wedding is for the woman, but come on, it's the man and the woman that are getting married. Okay? It's not always for, it's not just for the woman. The man is getting married to the woman as well. Just
So what are you getting married to each other?
It's just for the woman. It's not. You have to reach a compromise. No matter what, as you're going to have fun, people are going to eat, it's going to be nice. The music, all that, all will be nice. I don't know why you have to insist on something bigger when you know you can't actually afford it.
So when it comes to all these ideas, right, I feel like both parties need to come together and table their thoughts and then be objective, totally objective, and reason from the other person's perspective, and the other person too should reason from your own perspective and now come together to make a decision.
Yes.
This is where I disagree with her, because she's totally not listening to the guy.
Yes.
If she was listening, she's hearing him, right? So he's entering one ear and coming out the other ear because she's not paying attention to what he's saying.
Yes.
He's actually looking at the big picture. He wants to do things right for her and by her.
Yes.
You get, he actually said his plan to come to Nigeria for the trad.
Yes. I mean, this guy is in school. He's in
school.
To marry her. Savings that he's double. No job.
I'm telling
you. He basically wants to use his savings on her. He won't have any money after that, so he now wants to look for a job after. And this girl is saying, no. And they will still buy a house too. They're still going to buy a house.
I'm telling you. Yes. $20,000 house.
It's crazy. That guy is nice. I don't think he's Nigerian.
Ooh.
I don't think
he's Nigerian.
Nigerian men will not allow that. You understand? I mean, when I say allow, I'm not saying, oh, they're going to be, I mean, they're too this or that. I'm just saying, like, most Nigerian men put their foot down.
They're also stubborn. Yes, they're also stubborn.
They're also very stubborn. So, I don't get it, but then you still see some Nigerian men just letting things happen. Once you compromise with your wedding, you will compromise for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Compromise. Let me tell you. Yes. Anyone compromise.
Very true.
And vice versa. If you compromise with your wedding, let me tell you, your wedding, make sure that you do it very well and that you have the say, you have the final say at all your wedding plans. Because let me tell you, compromise with your wedding plans in a way that does not suit you, in a way that does not give you happiness, you're going to keep compromising the rest of your life in your marriage.
You won't be happy. Basically.
Because the next time you say, take a car. Babe, I cannot afford a car right now. We don't have money. Give me a car. That's a problem.
Problem is
a problem.
Which is why I feel like both sides really, really need to listen to each other. You really can't underestimate the power of listening to the other person.
Yes.
Vice versa.
Yes.
Because that's the way problems can be solved rationally and agreements can be reached that will satisfy both ends.
But yes.
You know, on the girl's part, she could be acting under the influence from family, from friends.
Friends, family. Yeah, she wanted to show off that getting married, I'm going to do it big.
No, and funny enough, the guy is not stopping the big wedding.
He's not saying no big wedding. He's just saying, let's wait a little longer. Let him get it.
Another practical case is this job one, where the lady earns higher than her guy, and then the guy now feels because they are getting married, the girl has to leave her city and come over to his and now start looking for another job when she has a great paying job already.
Really?
That absolutely does not make sense to me because the money that she makes is going to attend to family needs.
A lot of
because I feel like
help out.
She's married. Yeah. I feel like if we get married, both incomes, one way or another, will be joined. I'm going to have my own income separately. You're going to have your own income separately.
But
and then we have that
still going to
account for place. Us. We still have that fixed account where both of us have to put money so as to contribute to the family.
Yes.
So I feel like if we're being practical, then each person should keep earning what they're earning. If the guy won't compromise, fine. Then they can keep living in separate cities until they can find something that suits both of them. They really need to come together
Exactly.
One thing about is the fact that this marriage thing is a lifetime matter.
People forget it, though. People forget that it's actually a lifetime situation. Like, once you say I do, that's...
I feel like... Divorce should only be considered when probably somebody's been abused emotionally, physically, anyway.
Yeah.
That's the only time because you know that this person is toxic to you. But you find out that, we fight once and fight twice and people are out of weddings and they're out of their marriages.
Yeah.
It is so appalling.
They don't want to work it out. They don't want to reach a compromise, reach an agreement. They want to just it's not working. It's not working. Move on.
Most of those things are based on nobody trying to compromise. Like
yes, yes.
We are also, and we feel like divorce is allowed, so I can just leave.
Or the
stupid one of where you find somebody better.
Better in quotes. Yes, exactly.
I saw this meme today where they said, you see that guy that is answering your text quickly, he's also slowly replying his girlfriend. You better stay where you are.
It's not a lie. Because it doesn't mean it is.
I'm saying wow, and I was happy for that dude. I was like, wow, you're so outright. Because you know, we tend to take people for granted when they've been around for a while.
Yes, we do. We actually get blinded to most of their attributes because we've been seeing them all the time. We know them, they're around.
Even when they're being really sweet, I'm being kind, I'm bringing gifts. If he does it,
Someone that we don't know responds with the same amount of energy to us. We'll be like, this person gave me attention. But the person that you have in your house gave you attention. But unfortunately, you because you're already too used to the person. I mean, see finish at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we really need to strike a balance while trying to enjoy the relationship.
Yes, I think that balance is the key word. Balance is the key word.
Yeah, people stop enjoying.
You don't want to compromise only by yourself in your relationship. Please, there has to be balance. There must be balance. Both of you are compromising. It might not be at the same time. Yeah. At different times, but let's say that both of you are compromising in the relationship. It may not be on the same, might just be different times, but just let them, you know,
make sure that you compromise. Make sure that you compromise because it is really needed. Because, you know, despite the fact that we are married, right?
Yes.
People still need their time, like me time.
Oh, yeah,
so they still. So like things are still going on normally, despite the fact that you have somebody in your life. Do you really understand how it feels for somebody to be in your space?
Yeah,
it's especially those of us that have been living on our own for a long time, family, working, having a lifestyle basically, and then you don't get married, and then your
phone is in your space all the time. It can't be easy.
Forever. Whoa.
I mean, hearing you say right now, it actually sounds really crazy. Like, it actually sounds really crazy. Yeah, it's true.
So the other person needs an element of normalcy.
Yeah.
I'm still in control. You understand? So. Feels like all sense and control is slipping through their fingers, and then they just need to have something to hold on to.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is where that compromise comes in.
Yeah.
So I feel like if your wife or your husband has been cooking all week, and you just say, "Oh, my husband is really trying. My wife, oh, she's really trying," and then you just take that one day, and you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm just gonna do this for you.
Yeah.
This is for you."
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're like,
oh. Yeah.
You know, it just allows. Person have this fresh breath of air.
Yes, it's very needed. You know? And that fresh breath of air just be by myself in my room, listening to some music or reading a book or time. It's very important. It's very because it's very psychological. It's very mental.
It's good for yourself. It's good for your mental health, really.
About this me time thing, although we're gonna have to probably do a whole other episode about this. Let's not do it right now because we're almost done with this. It's almost time up. So let's not do it. We'll do it next episode.
So, but then what we're trying to say is compromise in relationships is really important. Like we should not undermine it and we should not underestimate it. It's what helps both parties move ahead.
I mean,
constantly thinking about that person, constantly reminding yourself that, oh my, whatever I do, I have to remember that there's somebody else to consider.
It's not easy because you don't just make your own decisions and just move on, but you have to consider when you leave that person out all the time, they will feel out and they would look for another way
to lash out.
So they look for something else. It's very mental, it's very psychological, it's very emotional for a person to be left out in a relationship. It's crazy. So please just try to involve your in everything you do. Maybe not everything, just have your own thing.
Everything, even that your own thing, they know about it and then they'll leave you.
Exactly. They don't even need to call the neighbor, just tell them, like, oh, baby, did this happen? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Move on. You know, some people feel like, oh, it's like for permission. No, it's not really permission or whatever. It's just making them a part of your life. giving them
I feel involved in your life. Yes. See, it's really important. It's really important. You know, funny enough, yeah. As you're just saying, I just remembered that. You know those little things that you're all like, it doesn't matter. I don't have to tell
yes.
you. I really don't have to tell you. And you know those things keep building up. They keep building up. And then it just gets into one very, very, very big volcano and then just erupts. I just like, oh, where did we come from? How did we get here? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's really crazy because
build up. One of the worst things in relationships too, like
resentment. My God, sure. Resentment is mad. Oh my God! And trust me, you do not want to resent your partner and vice versa. You do not want your partner.
Because you won't be able to stand them. Like even their very breath that they are taking will be annoying.
Because that marriage is over. Once there's resentment, I don't know how you can come back from that. Happy. I don't know. There are ways to come back from that too, but once that resentment has entered, I don't know how you can come back from it because. it's hard.
So the long and short is compromise is important.
Very.
Do not undermine it. Mm-hmm. Underestimate it. That is the long and short of this podcast, and I really, really hope you guys are able to relate and connect and understand, and then find a way to move forward in your relationships while compromising.
Yes. Mimi.
So we've come to the end.
Yeah, bro. Wow, guys, we have come to the end of this podcast for today. We have come to the end. I hope you guys had fun.
Yes, I hope you have. We hope you have fun because we had fun. We hope you enjoyed it.
And you can stay connected via our IG, guys. Have our IG up now. Yay. So it is at Juicy Lucy at the Lucy Podcast. That's THEAUICYLUCYPODCAST at the Lucy Podcast. And our email is keeping it juicy on Juicy Lucy at yahoo.com. Quite long, yeah.
No, it's long, guys. Please, mail us. We know it's long, but please
like it like that.
You can also send us voice messages here, letting us know your thoughts and observations. Like I said earlier, we appreciate you guys already. So I will still appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Okay, guys, stay safe and have a lovely rest of the day.
Till next time, guys. Keep it juicy.
Okay, baby. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.